Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
012-334-1322. Ukhona uthanda ukushara izwi, uthanda ukusharela lawo mazwi owathole ngala enkonzweni amazwi. Ukuthi akubusisile noma izwi elikuvuselelayo nawe lapho uthola ukuthi ke zikhona izimo obhekana nazo ngoba izwi liyaphilisa bazalwane. Izwi futhi linamandla. Uyabona mokuyizwi likaNkulunkulu kuwumkhuleko kuyipraise neworship. Izinto lezo kungamele uphile ngazo uma uthi ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu. Waye ngisho njalo ngoba ngaso zonke iy'khathi sisempini. Ngezinye iy'khathi impi thina esingayiboni ngamehlo, impi ekamoya. So uma lezi zinto ezintathu lezi kuwukuthi awuzi apply empilweni yakho awusenkingeni kusho ukuthi awunazo nje ikhali ongalwa ngazo. So indumiso umkhuleko izwi likaNkulunkulu akube ikhali ophila uhloma ngazo usuku nosuku. Ungangena 012-334-1322. Asiye kumfundisi la umfundisi Sean Setlaro uyazi nje ukuthi akalenzi iphutha every Sunday ula ukusithulela izwi. So siloko simlalele nawe mhlambe bulo ukuprepare lapho i-voice note ukuthi share the word. Yeah, ithi ngimthathe and then uzobuya futhi ungene noma ngizobuya ngeyakho i-voice note uma sengiyitholile.
Who am I to untie your sandals? Yes, who am I to untie your sandals? You are so worthy. Mama Nhlapo, greetings in the mighty name of Yahweh. Greetings in the mighty name of Yeshua. Greetings in the mighty name of God, Holy Spirit. Reading from the book of Matthew 3, verse 11.
Amen.
Mama Nhlapo, who am I to untie? To your untie
sandals.
Your sandals.
Wow.
John the Baptist, he's the one who's asking these words. And through this moment, Sapo, this made me ask myself, who am I to him, God of salvation? I realized, Hori, John the Baptist, he knew that now, over years, I've been baptizing people. I've been bringing salvation. I've been preaching the good news. And afterwards, I've baptized people and cleanse their sins with water. But this one who's standing before me, he's sinless, he's so mighty, he's so worthy. Now, maybe the power of my office as John the Baptist is got limitation. And then the power of my office can only operate through the water. But this one who's standing before me, he is not giving the bread made of wheat. But this one who's standing before me, that I must immense water He gave the bread of life. He gave the bread that is for eternal. This one, he is baptizing with what? With Holy Spirit and fire. Mama Sapo. He maybe John, when he looked at him, he thought of himself. Then he says, Ebanna is a fella bohobe. Kakuru, who am I to baptize? To baptize? To baptize the holy living word of the holy mighty Yahweh? Who am I? Mama Sapo. Maybe in his mind, when he opens his spiritual files, when he goes to the archives and he drips the living word of God, and he drips and he places the videos in his mind about this great one, who's standing before him, waiting for him to baptize him. Then he looked at himself, but he said, but this one, he is the greatest one. He is Emmanuel. He is the living word of Almighty God. Then Mushomu, he looked and he says, he, Yeshua, who's standing before, to whom I should and must baptize. He is the one who made me a new creation. He is the one who adopted me in the family of Yahweh. He is the one who loves and redeemed me. He is the one through righteousness and forgiveness, he made me whole. He made me whole. And this one, he's the one who taught me that I am the temple. My body is the temple of God. He's the one who made me a new creation and allow Holy Spirit to live in me. He is the one who breathed the breath of life in my nostrils and made me the whole new living creature. But today he's standing before me for me to baptize him. Who am I, Mama Sapo, to untie his sandals? Who am I? He's the only one who made me so valuable before Yahweh. Yet he's standing before me and expect me to baptize him. Don't he know that I only baptize with water? Don't he know that he baptized with fire and Holy Spirit? Who am I? Who am I to untie the laces of his sandals? He's the only one who equipped me with the purpose of life. For he is the tree of life. For he is the light, the way. For he is the bread of life. For he is the living word of God. For he is the grace. For he is the mercy. For he is the life. For he is the one who brought me back to life when I was dead. For he is the very same one who brought bones back to life. He is the very same one who is holding the keys of life and death. How on earth is he standing before me and expect me to untie the lace of his sandals? He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Mama Nhlapho, to you beautiful listener at home, the will of God, it gives you the right and it permits you to baptize the living word of Holy Mighty God. Mudimu ufa muna mwata. Au korubita. Mudimu apoloko. Through him, he said that his purpose is not to destroy us, but it is to make us good. God, he loves us. God gave us the spirit of him. He breathed through our nostrils and he gave us his power. He gave us his likeness. I'm saying to you, you worthy through him. You are worthy through him. To baptize him. The very same one who baptized with Holy Spirit and water. God gave you the power to change the situation. He even said that with this little faith that you are having, that he gave to you, you can change everything. I'm saying today to you this beautiful morning, take that. You are worthy. You are worthy to untie his sandals. May the living weight of living holy mighty God bless you now and forever, and the Father, the Son, and Spirit now and forever. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Yo, Moruti, thank you so much. Yay, into it, Zalela, or would say, who am I to untie your sandals? Wasipa Izwi, Lapayago Matthews 3:11. Ralebo Haholo, Moruti Shon Setari. Nango Kaliman Bonaye, Uzo Sherala Izwi, Nitelomupi in Lebem.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.